is a memoir. The picture on the cover of a very young Bobby Darin and a very young Steve Carman with their skinny, Steve wearing a skinny tie. It must be, what, 1956 or 7?
1957.
Wow. Yeah. On the back of the book that we're talking about, Me and Bobby D, a memoir, Connie Francis has something to say. Paul Schaefer, the musical director of The Late Show with Letterman, has something in there. I thought Schaefer's remark was interesting. He says he's a number one Darin fan, as am I, by the way, and he says he found the book fascinating, and he talks about it being real and honest, and it's a tough thing to write about somebody who's no longer with us, who was such a good friend, and then the two of you felt as though perhaps you abandoned each other, but he certainly abandoned you. Tell us a little bit about the reunion, so to speak.
Well, what happened was, you know, as I said, we had not spoken in 16 years, although we were certainly well aware of what had gone on in each other's lives. And I was married at that point, and of course he had been married to Sandra Day, and he was again married to someone else. And the musicians that I worked with also worked with Bobby. A lot of them, the drummer that I worked with throughout my entire career was someone named Ronnie Zito. Bobby found Ronnie and working in a club in Syracuse, brought him on the road and brought him to New York. That's how I met him. So there was this common, we knew what was going on with each other. And one day, in 1972, he called me. And my secretary was, at that point, I was roaring in the jingle business, and my secretary called and said, Bobby Darin is on the phone. And he wanted me to produce a movie. And, you know, there was a style then. I guess it came from Frank Sinatra. You see things about the Rat Pack and shows like that where, you know, you send telegrams. People don't send telegrams anymore. But you would send someone a telegram, and you'd get this thing, and you'd open it up, and from Western Union, it would be very dramatic, and say, want you to come to Las Vegas, discuss movie, or, you know, some kind of dramatic, you know, show business kind of thing. And he sent me a script, and I sent him a telegram saying, I don't want to talk about it on, you know, on the phone. I'll come out to see you. He was appearing in Las Vegas. And I flew out to Vegas, and we had a reunion after 16 years, and it was quite sobering after all those years, and just to get together again.
Now describe for the WBZ audience and Steve what his condition was. We all know Bobby died very, very young, and this was, to me, the saddest thing, to know that he would require oxygen off the stage.
What had happened, he had rheumatic heart fever as a kid. You know, and people talk about him. It, somehow, when someone is dead, and particularly in show business, they tend to deify them. They say, you know, like, this is the person never did anything wrong, and he was a wonderful, terrific person. Bobby never, in all the time that I knew him, and also in all the time, you know, that I heard about what was going on in his life from people who were really close to him, he never talked about his illness. I mean, if you see someone today who has a life-threatening illness, they don't walk around with a sign on their chest and say, I have rheumatic heart fever, I have cancer, I have, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
People don't do that. And he did not do that either, but he had an open heart surgery about 6 months before we got together again. And then he was booked back in Las Vegas, and he was working. And when I went out to see him that time, it was shocking because I had not physically been in the same place with him, as I say, in almost 16 years. And he was thin, and he had lost a lot of hair, and he was doing a folk act at that point, kind of back to that, wearing a denim suit. You know, and between, you know, and we went backstage afterwards and we had dinner, and I'll leave the nuts and bolts of what happened in the dinner to reading the book, if you don't mind.
Sure.
It's interesting to want to talk about it, but I find it also, it pushes buttons in me.
I know.
It was a very emotional meeting.